Okay, everyone. We are here, ready to go, and we thank you for your patience. And as always, we are grateful for the patience of Christ, who waits on our every need and hears our every prayer. And we join together today as a community on this 13th day of 2019. Oh my gosh, we are almost 20 years into the new millennia. Wow. Wow. How time has passed. I remember when we rolled over the clock and celebrated the new millennium together. And we did so with joy and hope for all the gracious rewards that it could bring. Many, many of them have come to pass. Some of them have exceeded our expectations. Some of them have not quite come up to our expectations, but we're still hanging in, and we're looking for the best that can come from every day of our life. So we are on a Q&A mode now, and I would love to hear from you, anyone who would like to come into our session and just be with us, share your gratitude, share your hopes, your dreams, your joys, your requests for blessings. And Tony, I see you're on, so I'm going to open your line.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Tony. Yes.
I just really want to say that I thought that what you talked about last week about Saturn and Pluto was beautiful. Don't argue with gravity. I just listened to a few minutes of it again. That's really lovely. I think just so very helpful, beautiful perspective. I also want to say that the one of the things that we asked the blessing for was my son James had surgery at the end of December. It went beautifully, very smoothly, and his recovery has been just fantastic. Matter of fact, he had no pain after the first day. They kind of said that he'd have a much quicker recovery with this one, but it did go beautifully, and he's almost fully recovered at this point.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great news, and congratulations to all of you on his healing and to your witness of great blessings.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just mention really quick, I think everybody's probably aware of it somewhat at this point. We have a full moon coming. It's actually going to be happening next Sunday, so soon after our blessing call next week, and it is an eclipse. We have a total lunar eclipse that will be very visible from all of North and South America. I think primarily the Western Hemisphere is going to witness it. So they're saying it's super moon as well. That one will have a relationship to both the Chiron. Chiron will be trining the moon, and there'll be a T-square with Uranus. And this is kind of like a full moon we had a month ago where the Chiron and Uranus were also involved. So insights for healing. And I always kind of feel like Chiron brings us connections to our insights and healing and purpose from the level of the soul. So I see those connections coming.
Yeah. I believe so. And actually healing at the level of the soul just brings forth more possibilities for healing on other levels of life, whether it's physical, social, economic, or just ideals for life.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. Anyone else wanting to come? Thank you, Tony, as always. You bring us the bigger picture of the cosmos, and we are always so grateful for that.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay. anyone else wanting to come on board, ask for blessings, express gratitude. We love hearing from our community in all regards, in all regards. And of course, I usually have my own message that is not mine, but it's coached from me, through me, from higher ground. And I always look forward to an opportunity of sharing it, but I like to hear from you guys first, because that helps us to warm up the room. It helps us to know what's really needed today and where do we go with these blessings as we call for them in our prayers and in our hopes and in our shared expressions. So it looks like the show is all mine for the time being, and I really was not expecting that. That usually doesn't happen. Well, Barbara is on the call. Hi, Barbara. You're on. Barbara?
Hi. Yeah, hi, Glenda. I want to express my gratitude in being a new person here calling in. My dear friend Elizabeth, who is probably on, has just turned me on to you, and I'm so grateful and enjoying it very much. Now, I would like to say that my whole life has been, you know, dedicated to different walks of spirituality and trying to find myself. I saw the destruction in my whole family and the illness and sickness, and I vowed not to be like them, and I was sort of the black sheep, and I am. So as a result, I began many years ago wanting to be so pure in body, mind, and spirit, just pure, because there was so much illness and disease. And so I did a lot of fasting and a lot of different food belief systems. And as a result, now I'm older, much, much older, and I've had health issues ever since. I was believed in fruitarianism and breatharianism, the whole thing. And I've been trying to eat ever since, and I can't, and my whole mouth is, all the teeth are gone. And so right now I'm in the midst of having teeth regeneration, everyone, either implants or crowns or whatever, and I'm having some issues. I still can't eat normally, and I still have food addiction, psychic belief systems that need to be broken. So I'm asking for prayer and all of that to be healed, along with my health issues, because when I do go back to eating so-called normal food, my health issues come back.
Oh, good. Well, we put you on our list, Barbara.
Thank you.
That you may rise above these conditions to the degree that you can, neutralize them to the degree that they're possible, and accept them to the degree that they're necessary. We all have conditions in life, and they come to us for different reasons. Sometimes they come to challenge us. Sometimes they come to educate us. Sometimes they come to create empathy and an appreciation of the human condition. And sometimes they come to remind us that we are in a human condition. It's a little bit hard to accept sometimes, because the fact is we are an immortal soul. And we chose to come into life to share the events of life. And then when they begin happening, we immediately assign them a wrongness. And it's that assignment of wrongness that builds up our resistance. It's the resistance that builds up the pain. And then the negative comments we make about it. So getting back to a point of neutrality is really where we can make new decisions about the conditions of our life. And that's what the blessing brings to you, if only for a few moments, if only for just a few split seconds, when we can reattain that neutral position, we can make new decisions about the conditions of our life.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Barbara, and God bless you. Elizabeth is on the call, and we're going to take a – I just opened your line, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I would just like to ask for a blessing for my sister, Virginia. She is making a massive change in her life and has just will be moving from upstate New York out to Sonita, Arizona, and we are flying out there on Wednesday. And I just ask that all the heavens and everything be aligned, that this be a wonderful move for her new life and change, and just it's a blessing for support for this new chapter in her life, and that I could be there to try and help as much as I can. And I would just ask for a blessing for everything to fall into place.
Okay. Well, where she is going is certainly a place that will facilitate change.
Yes.
I was there for many years, and every moment of every year involved some kind of accelerated movement.
Good. Yes.
So
I think it's very.
I wish her all the blessings.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Joanna, you're on. Joanna?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This has been a pretty active month for three friends have died. Do I just need the first name?
Sure. God knows who they are.
Wayne, Jeanette, and Dottie, and also my best friend, Gail, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia. And
oh.
I have had a respiratory flu, and I'm going to fly across the United States to see her on the 1st of February. So I'm really doing all my tricks to get perfectly well so that I can make that trip. But I would like to
ask
prayers for all four of them. Thank you so much. You're very generous.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. And so immersed in the grace of God. And I think that is, I think that's the key to the blessing. The blessings are, the Spirit of God is in all things. The love of God is in all things. But we don't position ourselves with it, to receive it with all of its possibility, because we actually become attached to our conditions. And you might say, well, Glenda, why would I ever want to be attached to a condition that hurts me? Well, you don't want to be attached to the hurt that's coming from it. But you entered that condition somehow, some way, at some time, in order to achieve something, learn something, share something, be somewhere with someone, to do something. And we become attached to needing to make something out of it. We don't like for life to be pointless. Okay? We don't, hear that again, all of you. We don't like for life to be pointless. And we would rather hang on to pain if it eventually reveals something that we need to know. We would rather stay in the challenge if the challenge brings revelations that are essential to our life. We don't like to back out of something. That's just not in our human nature. We don't like to back out of something. So how do we get around this tendency that we have? It's really, I don't think we can call it stubbornness. It's not. It's more like dedication. It's more like persistence. It's more like, by golly, I know there's got to be a pony in there because I smell the poop. And it's more like that. And we know there's something in there that we're going to learn from. We know there's a treasure we're going to dig up, mm-hmm, if we just dig deep enough. So what is the answer? Well, the answer is let it be revealed by the grace of God, and let me be relieved from the anxiety and the stress of not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be relieved from the anxiety and the stress of feeling that somehow I failed. That somehow this didn't work out right. That somehow I could have done something and I didn't. When we can return to the neutral point and just look at what is in existence, then we can move through it. And on the other side, we might just be willing to say, well, so what? You know, the other side of what's so is just so what. It's just we don't like to say that. We don't like to say that because we've only got so many years on this earth. We can only have so many relationships. We can only do so many things, have so many achievements, so many hopes and goals and dreams, and we want a few of them to materialize. That's just natural that you want that. It's kind of like we don't like to go fishing and not catch any fish. We don't want to go out on the lake and just have a storm come and not know how to get back to shore. We just don't like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, because it's so interesting that there have been many gifts and all of these things that I have received as well. So I'm letting go of any kind of resistance to each thing, even my own respiratory thing. Yeah, I've learned so much from it.
That's so good that you have, Joanna. And that's really the point. That's the point. But the blessing can be even bigger than that, because we can learn our lessons, and then we can take the energy. You know, we invest a lot of energy into these situations. We pour a lot of our life energy into them. When we retrieve the energy out of these situations, it brings back to us even more understanding than we could have ever attained actually going through the situation. It's sort of like in the Bible, it says in the twinkling of an eye, God can change anything. Well, it's like in dissolving our engagement with the negative energy of life, we bring back to ourselves everything that was there with all the treasures that had been pulled back with it. Sometimes it results in healing our body or our relationship. Sometimes it just allows us to be at peace with whatever is there. But we have to realize that this place on earth isn't free of trouble. It isn't free of challenge. And Yeshua demonstrated to us that no matter how godly we are, no matter how filled we are with heavenly grace, no matter how much we fulfill our presence as a son of God, we still have to encounter and pass through the challenges of life. And it's on the other side that the resurrection occurs. Now, we're not all going to experience resurrection of the body, but we can experience resurrection of the energy we invested in a problem. And I know you have, every one of you have had at least one experience in life when you got through with a problem and you got back all the energy you put into it, plus everything you needed to learn. That's the point.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Blessings are with you, Joanna, and with your loved ones.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we have a caller from area code 828, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi. This is
David. Hi.
Hi, David.
Hi. I'm over in Atlanta looking after my mom with her stuff. You know, my dad passed away months ago, but it's like I feel like I'm not sure where my course is being charted from here on out, but I'm doing the best I can. I'm looking, but all these people are coming up that are really on, I mean, really sick, really ill, and I'm really calling for them because one of them, his name is Frank. He's in Colorado. He's related to my friend Janice, and he's going in for another round of chemo. He's beaten the brain cancer for years, and we got the bad news yesterday, he's such a beautiful soul. I keep thinking he can make it. But, and her mother's going in for, Cynthia is going in for, melanoma surgery tomorrow. And then my uncle, Brooke is struggling with lung issues and was even looking at lung transplants. I'm thinking, why is everybody showing up so profoundly ill at this time? I don't know, but I'm asking for blessings for everybody.
Okay. And do we have names? First names?
Frank is the one in Colorado.
Frank?
Cynthia in Florida, and Brooke, his name is Carl or Brooke, in Pennsylvania. That's my uncle.
Okay. It helps just a little bit from the human perspective. God doesn't need names, but, you know, for us as we focus,
I'm sending love to everybody that's going through this, but I'm just amazed how much of it's coming up.
Yes, a lot of it is because a lot of change is going on in the world. And we are very, very positively engaged with change when we're young. Because when we're young, we associate change with growth. We associate change with new opportunities. We associate change with adventure and forming new relationships and new experiences, new places to go, new things to learn, new things to do. Then we move into our middle years and we want to establish our life on kind of, well, you might say a level playing field. And we enjoy variety, yes, and we enjoy the changes that are part of varied experience, but we don't really like to have the changes that cause us to uproot our life or to have to deal with anxieties about whether our life could be harmed, damaged, or even terminated. And the more we move toward the end cycle of our life, the more change begins to represent sliding down the mountain. And so we assign it a negative meaning. And that's where we go wrong. But just remember, it's we who are assigning that negative meaning. It doesn't have to be there. And as we relax in our attitude, in our orientation, we allow life to be what it is. And even though things can get to be pretty scary at times, we can find relief and recovery. and a new perspective on life. And sometimes that's what we need most of all, especially after we have been through 10, 20, 30, 40 years of the midtime, the midlife plateau, where not much did change. A new perspective on life can actually freshen up our life, and it's not at all unusual that late bloomers have done their best achievements in the last quarter of their life. Not at all unusual, because they're more willing to accept a refreshed condition, a refreshed experience. And this can happen in the midst of the most terrible diagnosis. My sister, when she was 60, was diagnosed with fourth stage lymphoma and given about 4 months to live. 24 years later, she did finally pass on, but not from lymphoma. She had a fall, broke her hip, went into pneumonia, and in the depths of pneumonia had a heart attack. And so it obviously was her time. Her body was just not strong enough to bear up to all the things that were happening to her under that condition and coming back. But that was a pretty average lifespan for most of the people in our family. So it probably just was her time. And we were all sad to say goodbye. But her 24 years of going past that diagnosis changed her life, and it changed the life of everyone who knew and loved her. So you never know. You never know what will be on the other side of these challenges. Just take them as they come with the grace of God. And it's time for our blessing today. I am actually going to take one more call because you're on, and we'll make it for a blessing, okay? Hi, area code 540.
Hi, Glenda. This is Faye in Virginia, and I'm calling to ask a blessing again for my daughter, Sonia, who is experiencing severe health issues, and her daughter, who's just 16 and watching her mother be ill, and for me to help all of us. My name is Faye, the daughter is Lily, and then there's the granddaughter.
Okay. All right, Lily and Lily.
Thank you.
Many blessings to all of you.
Thank you.
Many blessings. Okay. Now, everybody, what I want you to do is nothing. Really. And most especially with your mind, nothing. I want you just to relax. Sit in your chair, take a deep breath, exhale, let your back relax, take another deep breath, and blow all the thoughts out of your mind. Take another deep breath, and blow all the worries out of your heart. Okay? And I would like the blessing givers to stand with me, to join with me, and we will together spiritually hold hands and surround our love with Yeshua in the center, offering our prayer to him. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your grace, your patience with us, your never-ending love, your teachings about how to be in the world and not of the world, about your compassion, your comfort, how you have a way of being with us in the midst of anything and calming the storm. We ask that you would calm the storm for all the souls on this call, for everyone who has asked for a blessing, and all of their friends, and the friends of their friends, and the family of their friends, that we may be a community of loving souls extending out into the world, making a peaceful, loving difference in the world. We ask to breathe in the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. We ask to be touched by the grace of God. We ask to walk with you in our heart, receiving and knowing your love always. Thank you for being with the sick and the lonely, the children, those who are arriving into the world and those who are leaving the world, and those who are wondering about the conditions of the world. Give peace to our hearts. Give ease to our minds. Give solace and healing to our soul, that from our soul down, we may heal all the other levels of our life. In your name, and forever and ever, amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. And receivers, start your prayer. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. So bye-bye for now.